Proclamation number 2825 of July 25th, 1943. Success or failure of the teachers. The state of complete ignorance is far more favorable for people than being in a state of knowledge that does not correspond to the truth and not wanting to depart from their knowledge. Teachings which contradict their knowledge are unacceptable to them until they have scrutinized them. But the human being believes that he can eliminate such an examination because he believes himself to be in the truth. Thus, his will refuses to reflect and to weigh up both knowledge against each other. He sticks to his knowledge. He does not want to surrender anything, and therefore the truth cannot be conveyed to him. If a person is completely ignorant, i.e., if he has not acquired his own view or knowledge from other people, it is much easier to make him think by giving him a few teachings, and he can be led to the truth much sooner because his resistance is not so great. Therefore, the gospel can also be spread more easily where no teachings have preceded it that have not flowed from the source of divine wisdom. False teachings are usually accepted without consideration, without resistance, whereas the truth is rejected and openly resisted. And yet it is the human being's own fault if he walks in error, for he is offered both and his will has to decide for itself which he chooses. He is constantly given the opportunity to weigh up different views against each other and to test them for their truth, and he is also capable of such a test as soon as he is serious about accepting what he recognizes as right and rejecting the error. But where this serious will is not present, he does not respect the truth either, i.e., he does not consider it necessary to examine it but immediately rejects it. And so the teacher always has a difficult time if the person has absorbed too much earthly knowledge, for he tries to fathom everything divine in an earthly way and believes that he can explain and justify everything intellectually. The more he detaches himself from God, the more mature and knowledgeable he feels, and the less he pays attention to true knowledge, which leads him back into the realm of the supernatural, which demands faith from him and enlightenment of the spirit. And therefore his spiritual state remains dark and lightless, despite all attempts by the bearers of truth to break through this darkness and guide his fellow human being into the right knowledge. Error is therefore not recognized as error and consequently not rejected, and truth is equally disregarded because it is not recognized as truth. Nevertheless, the attempt must be made time and again to stimulate people to think, because then the bearers of light, the knowing beings of the beyond, will find access to them sooner and they can continue the work of enlightenment they've started, which the human being does not perceive as imposed knowledge but rather believes that he has come to different realization himself. Only then will the teacher on earth be successful, because he will now be supported by the beings of light insofar as that they've already influenced the human being's thoughts such that they are no longer inaccessible to the truth which is now offered. Amen.